Okay, so let's go. Oops.
While I'm here, fine.
Okay, so thank you very much. So I'm very happy to be here with you today, and I will give an overview about the Hortense project. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm a professor at the University Catholic of Louvain-la-Neuve, not very far away from here. And I've been working on this Hortense project for a long time. So before diving into the project, I will talk a bit about how medical imaging works in hospitals. So everything is built around what is called the DICOM standard. So whenever you are going to do a PET scan, a CT scan, an MRI scan or whatever, all of your images are captured by the modality and sent to a large database inside the hospital that is called the PACS, the Picture Archiving and Communication System. Then the radiologist comes into play and they write a report about the case they see, and then the images are sent back to the patients, to the general practitioners through web portals typically, and also there can be specialized devices or applications that connect to the PACS in order to apply, for instance, artificial intelligence algorithms and so on. So what is very nice in medical imaging is that everything is driven according to one open standard that is called the DICOM standard. So DICOM rule everything in medical imaging, the imaging devices and the viewers, but also the PACS server. And you must also know that DICOM is not only inside the big imaging, but it is also part of the small imaging, for instance, with mammographies, with echographies, with CT scan, with radiographs and so on. And it is also used in veterinary applications. And DICOM is really two things. It's first a file format, so you can think of it as a kind of a JPEG image with metadata that describe the acquisition, the patients, the physicians and so on, plus a network protocol. It may look a bit outdated as a network protocol because it was designed almost 40 years ago, but still it is commonly used nowadays, and it is used to send images between the different modalities, to search the content of remote modalities, to retrieve data and so on. So everything is built around this DICOM standard. And now, what is the Hortense project? Actually, the Hortense project has its roots in my postdoc at the University Hospital of Liège, where we wanted to get back in control with our medical imaging workflows. Because at that time, you wanted to create machine learning applications, and we came to the conclusion that the different modalities that we had inside the hospital were not very easy to use, and so we needed to create one new platform that was called Hortense. So the first release of Hortense was in 2012, and it was released as the first free and open source DICOM server that just starts out of the box and that has a REST API. Now there are other DICOM servers in the free software community that also provide such features, but Hortense was one of the first. So the basic ideas behind Hortense is that we wanted to create a microservice that is available as free software in order to foster and share the knowledge about DICOM. And nowadays, the main use cases of Hortense are threefold. First, Hortense is a DICOM server that can be used as a PACS,